Activists protesting genetically modified foods gathered on the grounds outside the state capitol in Albany on Saturday in solidarity with the International March Against Monsanto.
It's happening globally in many countries, like I think 36 countries and over several hundred cities. And it's the March Against Monsanto. Now, Monsanto is a giant chemical company, basically.
Former Albany mayoral candidate Jesse Calhoun was among locals who marched against Monsanto. The day included worldwide demonstrations aimed at raising consumer awareness about possible long-term health risks associated with genetically modified organisms in foods, and a call that GMO products be clearly labeled so that shoppers can make informed decisions.
And it's an interesting struggle because Monsanto has such an influence on the government that many Monsanto executives have held positions within the FDA. Over the past 10 years, seven or so, I believe, have held positions within the FDA. And the FDA mission statement is to kind of, you know, label food, things like that, make sure we know what we're eating. But Monsanto has an interest in not labeling the food, you know, for their own reasons.
Calhoun encourages consumers to Google lists of certified non-GMO products they can print and take to the market. Food activist Joanne Farrell believes most people are unaware of the GMO dilemma.
They are altering everything from animal feed to goats, pigs, cows, chicken, even salmons. And these genetic modifications are a more serious threat. There's no studies. There's no public awareness. There's no news about it in the public, so people don't even know what they're eating.
Nevertheless, public opposition to what is perceived as corporate control over the food system is growing. Activists say more than 90% of U.S.-grown corn, soybean, and cotton is genetically modified. They insist Monsanto's control over prices and seeds in certain markets has exploited farmers. Organizers behind the March Against Monsanto worldwide campaign say studies show St. Louis-based Monsanto's GMOs lead to various ailments and illnesses, including cancer, infertility, and birth defects. They also claim the company's weed killer Roundup bears responsibility for the diminishing bee population and insist the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is influenced by former Monsanto executives. For its part, Monsanto did not return a request for comment from WAMC News. The timing of the march is significant as Monsanto and German corporation Bayer AG have been discussing a multi-billion-dollar merger that could, according to the Wall Street Journal, reorder the pesticide and seed business, creating the world's largest agricultural supplier. In 2011, CBS News reported that Bayer paid tens of millions of dollars to end a three-decade-long scandal in which the company sold HIV-contaminated blood products to hemophiliacs, thousands of whom later died of AIDS. Farrell warns consumers, beware of corporate propaganda.
A new report came out 2 days ago saying, oh, GMOs are all safe. Well, GMOs is not one specific thing. It is tens of thousands of alterations that have been made to the genetic composition of not only fruits and vegetables, but animals and fish. We would have to test each individual alteration that has been made to see if that specific alteration is safe. We don't know the ramifications of how this is all going to play out down the road.
The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine issued a 388-page report last week saying genetically engineered crops have benefited agriculture and their food products do not pose a threat to human or animal health. The report, which examined over 900 studies, took 2 years to compile. Requests for comment from the FDA were not answered. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.